Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Izzy and Amelia with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the Queensland Government demolished plans to redevelop the Gabba Stadium despite spending $6.4 million on a project validation report for the work. This decision came after a review of the game's venue plans and concerns over the cost and feasibility of the project. The government now intends to use the insights gained from the validation report to inform future enhancements to the stadium. This includes needed maintenance works, cost reduction, and ways to improve accessibility for female and disabled participants.
The Queensland government has passed new legislation designed to deter businesses from perpetrating health and safety violations. Businesses will now be unable to offer or take out insurance to cover penalties for workplace health and safety breaches. The new rules come as a part of the suite of legislation designed to improve workers' protection. Minister for Industrial Relations, Grace Grace, says the laws are intended to encourage businesses to take safety seriously.
In national news, school principals across Australia are witnessing high levels of physical violence while on the job, a survey conducted by the Australian Catholic University showed. These incidents include direct attacks by students or parents and injuries sustained while intervening in student fights. The report also highlights the increasing workloads and unreasonable demands from parents outside of school hours, contributing to principal stress levels.
Climate advocacy groups has released a statement rejecting the leader of opposition Peter Dutton's proposal to develop a nuclear energy in Australia. Over 50 organisations, including the Climate Council and the Australian Conservation Foundations, have criticised the viability of nuclear energy. Dr. Barry Trill from Solutions for Climate Australia says a nuclear policy will delay genuine action to address fossil fuels.
Nuclear is the most expensive form of energy. It would take decades to get in place if it ever happened. So what the federal coalition needs to do is put forward real policies to reduce climate pollution now. That's what we've got with solar, that's what we've got with wind, that's what we've got with these clean renewables.
In international news, Ukraine's Air Force intercepted 31 missiles launched by Russia at the capital city of Kyiv at 3 a.m. this morning, in the biggest Russian attack in weeks. The falling debris injured at least 17 people, hospitalizing four. It is unclear what Russia was targeting, but it follows a vow for revenge after Ukraine attacked border regions. President Zelensky has renewed calls for military aid from their Western allies.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a medium chance of showers. It is currently 25 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 27. The UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. And that's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.